colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard, "I will not teach others to fly." As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel in her car seat, then she and Marge both toot their horns. At home, the family take their place on the sofa in front of the TV, swapping their heads round so they're wearing the right ones. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Resident? Occupant? Free sample of lemon thyme.
Ooh, give it here.
Homer, that's dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do?
Ooh, they're having a retirement party for someone at the plant.
I wish I could retire. Boy, that'd be sweet.
Howdy-do, neighbor. Good pipe weather. Thought I'd fire up the briar.
Can't talk. Busy.
Oakley-dokley-doo.
Did you notice how slanted he looked?
All part of God's great plan.
Maggie's sliding towards the cooling fan on the floor, but Homer saves her.
I think one side of our house is sinking.
It is. It's sinking into the ground.
The half-assed approach to foundation repair.
Hello, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such instructional videos as Mothballing Your Battleship and Dig Your Own Grave and Save. Now, over the next 6 hours, I'll be taking you through the do's and do not do's of foundation repair. Ready?
Ready.
First, patch the cracks in the slab using a latex patching compound and a patching trowel.
Hand me my patching trowel, boy.
Now, do you have extruded polyvinyl foam insulation?
No.
Good. Assemble the aluminum J-channel using self-furring screws. Install.
What do I do
in case... After applying brushable coating to the panels...
Wait a minute.
You'll need some corrosion-resistant metal stucco lath.
Wait a minute.
If you can't find metal stucco lath...
Uh-huh.
Use carbon fiber stucco lath.
Oh!
Now barge the lath.
Surly Joe's foundation repair. Joe's spirit level slides away.
Did you see the bubble?
I'm afraid the whole west side of your house is sinking. I figure it's gonna cost you, $8,500.
Forget it! You're not the only foundation guy in town. Let's see, foundation repair. Here we are.
Don't! Leaving the vice president in charge. And now, Leaning Tower of Pisa, eat your heart out and move over. This is one story that's not on the level.
Behold the horrors of the slanty shanty. See the twisted creatures that dwell within. Meet Q-Ball, the man with no hair.
Huh?
He's hideous!
We have to do something.
Marge, it'll cost $8,500. We only have $500 in the bank, and that leaves $8,100 we need.
I could get a job.
Hey, then I could follow my dream. Living in the woods and keeping a journal of my thoughts. March 15th. I wish I brought a TV. Oh, God, how I miss TV.
I think you have to keep your job, too.
Aw.
Spruce Caboose.
It was the most beautiful, most expensive train ever built. The Spruce Caboose. Some people said it was too big to stay on the tracks. They were right.
We're here for the retirement party.
Follow the headless brakeman.
Power plant retirement party?
Ow!
Right this way.
Tonight, we've all come to honor a close friend of ours.
Boring.
A man who provided the Burns Corporation with 45 years of faithful service, Mr. Jack Marley.
Boring.
Mr. Burns, if you don't mind, I've prepared a little musical number for Jack's special night. There is a man.
There is a man.
A certain man.
A certain man.
A man whose grace and handsome face are known across the land. You know his name.
You know his name.
It's Mr. Burns.
It's Mr. Burns.
He loves a smoke, enjoys a joke. Why, he's worth 10 times what he earns.
He's Mr. Burns.
I'm Mr. Burns.
He's Monty Burns.
I'm Mr. Burns.
To friends he's known as Monty, but to you it's Mr. Burns.
Burns.
Do you mind if I say a few words?
Oh, me. I need all the attention just because it's my party, eh?
Please don't make me retire. My job is the only thing that keeps me alive. I never married, and my dog is dead. I'm not finished.
Oh, yes, you are.
Two heavies frog march Mr. Marley off and throw him out.
With the departure of Mr. Marley, there will now be an entry-level position open in Sector 7G. Now get out, the bar is closed.
Maybe I should apply for that job.
Forget it, Marge. We already live together. We shouldn't work together. As the Bible says, thou shalt not horn in on thy husband's racket.
Where does the Bible say racket?
It's in there. Look, Marge, we just don't need the money that bad.
A bird lands on the chimney and the house sinks again. Bart falls out of the bedroom window. Marge is typing.
Well, Lisa, I finished my resume.
It just says homemaker.
I think it needs a little padding.
What are you putting in there?
Up, 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 when I'm done.
Chauffeur, seamstress, curator of large mammals.
Marge, have you seen my lunchbox?
Oh, I see.
Mom, they expect you to lie a little.
Work for the Carter administration.
Well, you voted for him twice.
Lisa, shh, someone might be listening.
Well, I thought Muddy Waters wrote that song. This resume is very impressive. Let me be the first to say Kadibu Kazini.
What?
Welcome aboard. I guess my Swahili's not as good as yours.
Yeah.
Sorry, the position has been filled.
Oh, dear.
Marge, you're making a big mistake. I'm going to see you all day at work and all night at home. And that's good. But here's the bad part. Ooh, look at that headline. Canada to hold referendum. Sorry, Marge, can't talk now.
We need the money. My life is pretty boring. Last week, some Jehovah's Witnesses came to the door and I wouldn't let them leave. They snuck away when I went in the kitchen to get more lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade is good.
I think it's wonderful. Mom and Dad, side by side at the power plant. You'll be just like Marie and Pierre Curie.
What'd they do?
They discovered radium. Then they both died of radiation poisoning.
Bart imagines a giant couple terrorizing the city.
It's the Curies! We must flee!
The Curies crush cars underfoot and rip skyscrapers out of the ground.
Whoa.
Now, Marge, just remember, if something goes wrong at the plant, blame the guy who can't speak English. Ah, Tibor, how many times have you saved my butt?
Maggie, your babysitter's here. What's that mean? Whoa, you must be sick. Let's see. What's all Doc Washburn prescribe? Do you have dropsy? The grip? Scrofula? The vapors? Jungle rot? Dandy fever? Poor man's gout? Housemaid's knee? Climatic bubo? The staggers? Dum-dum fever?
And this is your office. That idiot Tibor lost the key, but you can jimmy it open with a credit card. Well, have fun.
What do I do?
Marge, please, according to your resume, you invented this machine.
Marge presses a button on the throbbing machine and two workers flee from a fireball.
Put away your books, children. It's time for your English test.
Oh, sick on test day. Why? Why?
Bart, have you ever read The Boy Who Cried Wolf?
I'm halfway through it, I swear.
Oh.
Marge, what are you doing? It's lunchtime.
I'll just be a minute. I have to finish this paperwork.
Marge. Let's file this under R. For arrivederci.
But where does it go?
Don't worry, baby. The tube will know what to do.
Rolled inside a tube, the paper slides down a series of twisting pipes until it finally pops out of a hole and lands in a river, where a beaver collects it and places it with a huge pile of other tubes.
Good news, boy! I found a pharmacy that carries leeches! Well, it wasn't exactly a pharmacy. More of a bait shop!
Look, Grandpa, I'm fine. I really don't need any more home remedies.
Oral thermometer, my eye! Think warm thoughts, boy, because this is mighty cold.
Security cameras.
Jackanapes. Lollygaggers. Noodleheads. Enchantress. That woman, she's so captivating. Smithers, my heart's pounding like a jackhammer.
There's a tiny black heart inside his chest.
I must have her. Smithers, zoom in. Closer! Closer! Closer, damn it!
Ow!
Too close. Hello!
Mr. Burns!
Oh, no need for alarm. I just came to give you the orchids and fragrant bath oils I lavish upon all my employees.
Oh, aren't you nice? Gee, this makes me wonder why morale here is so low.
One worker's sobbing, another's polishing a rifle.
I am the angel of death. The time of purification is at hand.
No, who cares? Marge, what can we do?
Well, you could give them healthier snacks. Theme days.
You mean like Child Labor Day?
Actually, I was thinking of Funny Hat Day.
Hmm.
Ooh, and how about piping in some Tom Jones music? That always cheers me up.
The workers still look miserable, but are just wearing funny hats.
Working. It's working! And the healthy snacks are on their way!
You can't take our donuts!
A man in white swings a chain.
Right? Anyone else want to be a hero?
Ooh.
Marge, I'm giving you a raise and a new office. Right next to mine.
But sir, that's my office.
Don't worry, Smithers. I'm putting you where the action is.
Springtime fresh, winter white. What could be better?
Oh, man, I really got it.
No!
So, Bart, how are you feeling?
Can't complain.
Well, then, you're ready for your makeup test.
Oh, my ovaries. Suckers.
Have you ever read The Boy Who Cried Wolf?
I glanced at it. Boy Cries Wolf has a few laughs. I forget how it ends.
Bart, is that light green?
Yeah?
It better be!
Hey!
Oh.
Homie, what's wrong?
I'm used to seeing people promoted ahead of me. Friends, co-workers, Tibor. I never thought it'd be my own wife.
Well, maybe you'd get promoted if you worked a little harder.
Are you kidding? I work like a Japanese beaver.
Oh, really? I came to see you 3 times today. Twice you were sleeping and once you were kicking that ball of electrical tape around.
Well... I won't sleep in the same bed with a woman who thinks I'm lazy. I'm gonna go right downstairs, unfold the couch, unroll the sleeping bed. Good night.
I dreamed about her again last night, Smithers. You know that dream where you're in bed and they fly in through the window?
Smithers is asleep in bed when the window blows open and Mr. Burns flies in, Peter Pan style.
You've been reading my wish book, sir.
Yes, well, Smithers, I want you to arrange a party for two at my estate. Marge, me, and do you think you could dig up Al Jolson?
Do you remember we did that once before?
Oh, that's right, he's dead. And rather pungent. The rest of that night is something I'd like to forget. All right, then, bring me that crooner she likes so much, Tom Jones.
Country Western Day.
These spurs are killing me.
Hey, sit on it!
Lady, 50's day is next Wednesday.
I gotta go home and change.
The house is fixed.
Here's your money.
Now, you know, the problem here was water leakage. If you just buy a 50-cent washer...
I've got a better idea. Get the hell out!
Look, I got some washers in my truck. I'll give you one.
Marge, get my gun.
Las Vegas. Tom Jones comes off stage.
Tom Jones?
Yes?
I was wondering if you'd be interested in performing at a private party.
Sorry, mate, I don't do private parties.
Well, and perhaps you should look in this suitcase.
All right, but I don't see...
Pleasant dreams, Mr. Jones.
Bart, to avoid this test, you've had smallpox, the bends, and that unfortunate bout of Tourette's syndrome.
Well, I'm not sure I'm over it. Shove it, witch!
No more excuses.
Her claws are really digging into my skull.
She can crush clams with them.
Get it off, get it off, get it off!
Here we have an Alaskan timber wolf. He weighs 240 pounds and his jaws can bite through a parking meter. He does get spooked by loud noises.
Loud? That's our secret word for the day!
The word loud flashes up in massive letters, spooking the wolf, who breaks free and runs out.
Oh my god!
Bah!
She must think you're after her eggs!
I only ate one!
The wolf passes Chief Wiggum.
Nice doggy.
The wolf approaches Springfield Elementary School.
Ivanhoe is a story of a Russian farmer and his tool.
Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!
I'm afraid you'll have to do better than that. Sorry, no sale. You're wasting valuable test time.
Mr. Burns, you wanted to see me?
Actually, I was wondering if you were free for a little get-together tonight. Dinner? Dancing and Mr. Tom Jones.
Hello, Marge.
That's it. Big smile. Everybody's happy.
Oh, my goodness. My husband will be so excited.
You have a husband? Yes, I can picture him now. Rugged good looks, sweater knotted about his shoulders, curly locks shining in the sun like spun gold.
In a convertible...
Homer, Mr. Burns gave me another raise today.
The senile old fool. You're fired!
You can't fire me just because I'm married. I'm going to sue the pants off you.
You don't have to sue me to get my pants off.
Bart's keeping the wolf at bay with a school desk.
Hey, Wolfie, put down that hors d'oeuvre! It's time for the main course.
Groundskeeper Willie wrestles the wolf.
Back to class, lad. Nothing to see here.
Bart slopes back into class, clutching his ripped test paper.
Here's my test.
Bart, I'm not even going to grade this until you tell me the truth about what happened out there.
The truth is... there was no wolf. I faked the whole thing. I'm just gonna lie on the floor now. Please don't let me swallow my tongue.
There, doesn't it feel better to tell the truth? Oh, dear.
All right now, boy. We've gotta rub some garlic on you before the next full moon.
Don't feel bad for losing. I was wrestling wolves back when you were at your mother's teat.
Why, Marge, look at all those flies buzzing around your head. You're a mess, woman.
So, do you think I have a case?
Mrs. Simpson, you're in luck. Your sexual harassment suit is just the thing I need to rebuild my shattered practice. Care to join me in a belt of scotch?
It's 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but I haven't slept in days. Last chance.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Burns, we've got witnesses, precedent, and a paper trail a mile long.
Yes, well, I have 10 high-priced lawyers.
He left his briefcase. Hey, it's full of shredded newspapers.
Well, I guess that's it. People like us can't afford justice. Come on, homie. Let's go before he fires you, too.
No. Mr. Burns, I'm not leaving until you say you're sorry for what you did to my wife.
You love her, too?
Damn right.
Homer, I want you to show this woman the time of her life.
Gotcha. Marge, we're getting some drive-through, then we're doing it twice.
No, no, no. I've got something even more special in mind.
Tom Jones is singing for them, his ankle chained up.
It's not unused, you want to have fun with anyone.
Get help, love. Call Interpol. Get me a hacksaw. Anything.
It's not unusual. It happens every day. No matter what you say, you find it happens all the time. And then love will never do what you want it to. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual want to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual want to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you changed at any time, it's not unusual.